Hello, my name is Krishna, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, the internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much for answering. We really appreciate your participation.
Okay.
next question. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for U.S. President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Or the chance is 50-50? Or will you not vote?
Certain.
Thank you. Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, what is your age?
67.
Thank you so much. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, to 10 meaning that you're extremely motivated.
10.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job, okay? First, Sherrod Brown as senator.
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
I'm sorry?
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
What about Joe Biden as president?
Somewhat approve.
What about Donald Trump as former president?
What are my choices?
Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you. And Marcy Kamter as congresswoman?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Next, now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that, okay?
Okay.
Marcy Kamter?
Yes. I'm sorry. What was my...
Yeah, do you have a...
How am I supposed to answer? Favorable.
Favorable, okay. Yes. Someone or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay, Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Democrats in Congress?
Somewhat favorable.
Derek Marin?
No, I don't know.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, Donald Trump?
Not favorable.
Okay, Republicans in Congress?
Not favorable.
And First Energy?
No opinion.
Thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Democrat.
Thank you. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, or Republican Donald Trump?
Biden.
Thank you. And if the election for state were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for who would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kamter or Republican Derek Marin?
Marcy Kamter.
Thank you. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there's no chance you would consider voting for Derek Marin?
I would have to become more familiar with his. So I guess there's a chance if I agree with his stance on issues.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kamter. Marcy Kamter is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants to America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kamptor? Somewhat less likely to vote for? No. No difference.
No difference.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for him, someone less likely to vote for him, or it makes no difference. The first statement says, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption. So your choices are much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, not true.
No difference.
Thank you. Next statement. In the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age. You have the same choices.
Okay, that would make me not vote for him.
Okay, thank you. And next statement, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs and accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that.
That would make me not vote for him.
Okay, thank you. Next statement, Derek Marin wrote a bill would define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Marin's bill would persecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison and could even find them punishable by death. Marin's bill would also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refused.
I would never vote for him then.
Okay. And next statement. In the state legislature, Derek Marin sought extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' office. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
I didn't know a whole lot about him until you started telling me this stuff, and if it's all true, there's no way I would ever vote for him.
Okay. Thank you. Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merritt? What was the best reason you have decided?
The abortion? The abortion stance, yep.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask you again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican? I'm going to write that again because you want me to write it again, okay?
Okay, yep. But I'm where I need to be. Are we about done?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, we're about done. We're 90% done. Okay. Well, these last questions are for statistical purposes only. Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Okay. Thank you. Regardless of how you have voted previously, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent?
Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. How important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important.
Not too important.
Thank you. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump? Thank you.
Pues sí, güey. Eso es solo de mi cámara de seguridad. No tengo que hablar.
Ajá. Pero tu horario es rotativo.
Y puede ser de la noche.
Y hay night shift.
Está claro. Bien, man, ya soy adulto, ya soy hombrecito, ya no es... Sí. ¡Ay, no!
Espérame, ¿ya
has no?
Y a las 7 te vas a ir.
¿Sí?
Vámonos, pues.
¿Por qué?
No, a las 7 me voy a quedar, pero nos vamos, pero crees que llueva. Ahí está lloviendo cuando te vas a las 7.
Yo no sé, mira, yo creo que sí va a estar lloviendo, güey. ¿Y por qué no te vamos ya para no mojarte?
You still go, right? Anyways, you still stay, right?
I'm still staying, yeah.
Even if it rains.
Yeah. ¿Y a
las 7 cómo te vas? ¿Mojandito te vas?
Pues, sí.
Hello, Miss Barbachan.
Pues, sí.
Espérame, ya.
Okay.
Tengo tu dirección de servicio indicada como 12750.